J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 80 degrees at 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. You may have noticed heavy rain and thunderstorms are hitting us this afternoon. A flood watch has been expanded to include most of New Jersey south of I-78. The National Weather Service says scattered storms may produce very heavy rainfall, leading to flash flooding of urbanized and other areas with poor drainage. Remember, if you see water on the road, turn around, don't drown. New Jersey state government workers and retirees are being warned they may end up paying over 13% more in health insurance premiums next year.
Local public workers could pay an average of 22% more next year. The price spikes were explained Wednesday at a State Health Benefits Commission meeting where insurance analysts said the increases will vary depending on whether the insured person is an active worker, retired, or using Medicare. Now, NJ.com is reporting the commission is expected to vote on the rate hikes at its July 27th meeting. Levon Putney, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News is brought to you by Bet365. With Bet365 early payout, you win even if they lose. Get paid out instantly when your team goes up big, even if they blow the lead later. Bet365, winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only, must be physically located in New Jersey. Cranford Mayor Kathleen Pronti lost her patience with some local residents. She said we're disturbing the local council meeting. She's asking residents to stop with the crazy behavior during public comment. At the last meeting, one person came dressed as a purple bong, while another refused to stop talking after their allotted time was done and they were arrested. The mayor says the shenanigans are preventing the council from completing important town business. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Here we go. We're carefully watching radar in the western sky for thunderstorms to blossom. They're going to develop and grow quickly over the next few hours here. Number one concern is heavy rain, potentially causing flooding. A flood watch now in effect for part of New Jersey. Number two concern is the chance for some marginally gusty winds, too. So things could get pretty stormy, pretty nasty, depending on where you are. High temperatures today, mid-80s. It is warm and more humid today. Storms will exit this evening. It'll stay sticky overnight. Lows only fall into the lower 70s. And we'll sort of do it again tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a quick late day shower or thunderstorm. Pretty steamy with highs near 90. Saturday will be more comfortable with clouds and sun. Some rain may clip the state Saturday afternoon. High temperatures will come back down to the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by Earth Treasures. Gold prices are near historic highs. So if you've ever thought about selling jewelry, now is the perfect time. Earth Treasures Jewelers on Route 35 and 36 in Eatontown. 50 years of trust, buying or selling, the estate jewelry experts. In Seabright, 80 degrees. Morristown, 79. Red Bank, 81. Next update hits at 1:30. Your source for breaking news every time it happens. Now back to the conversation with Judy and EJ on New Jersey 101.5.